shortlisting. After the initial screening process, the number of applicants should have been reduced to a manageable level. The remaining applications should then be examined in order to create a shortlist of candidates for the final selection process. The shortlist should consist of candidates who closely match the job criteria and are suitable for an interview, while the others are rejected. If there are very few candidates who meet the exact job requirements, it may be necessary to consider those who have the potential to do the job with some training. It is advisable to be cautious when shortlisting and to retain candidates when in doubt. If there are a large number of applicants, HR may be responsible for shortlisting initially, followed by the line manager's final decision. It is important to inform the unsuccessful candidates in a polite letter or email.